They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Patricia Garnier, PATRICIA, middle initial A, GARNIER. Date of birth, October 14, 1943. Date of appointment, February 9, 2026. Requesting physician Wafia Sarwar, WAFIASARWER. Dear Dr. Sarwar, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia Garnier today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's a 82-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman. 2 weeks ago, she fell. She was standing and holding juice in her hand and then felt a strange feeling and then fell down. She broke the nose, hands and knees. She was in the hospital for 4 days. Nose healed itself. Seen by the orthopedic, she will get physical therapy, diagnosed with anemia and low iron level. Potassium was low and she was dehydrated. He passed out in the morning before the breakfast. CT of the head done, which was read as negative. She woke up and sit up immediately. Never passed out before. She had a heart monitor, diagnosed with UTI also in the hospital. No seizure activity. She is having imbalance of the gait and difficulty walking. She is having numbness in the feet and hand. Carotid ultrasound will also be done. Past medical history, bipolar disorder, anemia, restless leg syndrome, degenerative disc disease, osteoarthritis, atrial fibrillation, COPD, insomnia, left bundle branch block, fibromyalgia, anxiety, bipolar disorder, mixed hyperlipidemia, essential hypertension, past surgical history, history of cone biopsy of the cervix, cholecystectomy, laminectomy of the lumbar spine, allergy, codeine, meperidine, tomatoes, medication, amlodipine, apixaban, atenolol, diclofenac, sodium, famotidine, lidocaine, quetiapine, silver sulfadiazine, simvastatin, spironolactone. Social history, does not smoke cigarettes, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives with the daughter, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased due to old age. Father deceased, lung cancer. One sister deceased, scleroderma. One brother deceased, esophageal cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having lightheadedness, joint pain, joint stiffness, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next supple, there is a right-sided carotid bruit present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflex is 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic. Rombach test positive. Assessment and plan. 82-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, right-sided carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. Her syncope can be due to hypotension, and that can be due to UTI, low blood pressure, anemia, period. Consider decreasing blood pressure medication. I would like to order the EEG and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I also would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.